League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Isn't the best place to find a lover. The bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, drinking fast, we talk slow. Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I give it a chance. Now take my hand, put Van the Man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And I'm singing like, oh, I want your love is handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me, say boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you.
There is a shape for everyone, isn't there? There's a shape that everybody loves. Some people like thin. Some people like not thin. Oh, it's so hard, isn't it, to talk about shape anymore. All the words that are in our heads for people's shape, we have to think of that word and then search our minds for a synonym and say that word instead. Yeah. What shape do you prefer, Nathan? Impressive. That's the shape I'm from. There's a program called Naked Attraction in the UK, and maybe around the world, which is impossible to explain if you haven't seen it, because you literally won't believe me if you haven't seen it. But on this program, there are six pods, and behind coloured screens lie six naked people. And it's a dating show. And so the screens go up bit by bit, and we first get to see their legs and genitals of the six people. And then one person choosing has to get rid of people based on the first pass on their legs and genitals, purely on their legs and genitals. So so when they have to get rid of people, they tend to describe their genitals. They say, you know, why are you getting rid of this person? When they describe their genitals, and so for women you have to use words such as that's their tidy. Their genitals look tidy or untidy. Sally, I've told you a million times, can you tidy your genitals, please? And for the men, well, interestingly, you can't easily describe the shape of the penis, really. Even though that's what it's all about, you know? Now, you know, like, if it's big, it's easier. You can say things like, whoa, Blue has got an impressive willy. Yeah? It's only impressive if it's big, obviously. You'll never get anyone saying a willy is impressive if it's smaller than average size. You could be the nicest looking willy in the world. This penis could have done incredible things for the local community. It could have cured disease, this penis. But if it's slightly less than the average size, it is not impressive in any way. God played a cruel trick, didn't they? Giving men five different shapes of willy. Huge, big, average, small, and micro. Micro penis, yes, that's the actual name for it. How cruel, at least they could have called it fun size. And people feel ashamed about certain things because we have to tiptoe around them. And yes, it's easy to tiptoe around a micro penis, isn't it? You're not going to wake that fucker up. Oh, there I go as well, you see. You see, we do this, we joke about this, because we can't accurately describe the shape of anything. We're not allowed to. We're not allowed to say what it is. What do you think of that penis? Well, it looks like a nice, small penis. Can we say small penis? It's a nice small penis, move on. What do you think of this vagina? It's the shape of a vagina. It looks nice. Everything has to be, oh, that vagina looks confident. It's an impressive vagina. That cock's confident. A small cock isn't shy, for fuck's sake. It's just smaller than average. And if a person, as I saw on Naked Attraction, has massive fat legs, and you're asked why you're getting rid of them, right? And to reiterate, these people aren't allowed to talk. So at this stage, you're getting rid of someone purely on a looks preference, right? Don't lie if they've got massive fat legs and say, oh, what's wrong with them? Well, why are you getting rid of them? Or whatever. Well, you don't say, oh, they look a bit, as has happened on Naked Attraction. Oh, they look a bit too confident. Stop it. Legs cannot be confident. That's an impossibility, to have confidently shaped legs. You're getting rid of them because you prefer someone with thinner legs. Just tell the truth, or more muscly legs, or whatever, or fatter legs. Some people prefer fatter legs. There's a shape for everyone. There's a shape for everyone. If we all get rid of these hang-ups and stop lying to ourselves and others when we describe the shape of something. My penis isn't confident. It's massive. I mean, yes, when it's at its biggest, it does become more confident. Some would say arrogant. But it's only arrogant because it's so fucking tidy. It's the tidiest penis in town. And if that isn't on my gravestone, I demand a recount. I'm in love with the shape of...
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.